Shkalim Perek Vav, Mishnah Dalet. Shloisha Sar Shulchanos Hayu B'Mikdash. There were 13 tables that were used in the Beis HaMikdash. These were movable. Shmona Shel Shayis B'Beis HaMit B'Chayim. There were 8 of them made of marble, that the surfaces of the table were marble. Those were kept in the slaughterhouse, which was basically an area on the north side of the Azara, north of the Mizbeach, that was in the Azara. Shaleyan Madichen Es HaKravayim. That on these tables, they would rinse off the innards of the animal after they would shecht it. Ushnayim b'marav ha-kevesh. And there were also another 2 tables towards the west of the ramp of the Mizbeach. Echad shel shayish v'echad shel kesef. One of marble and one of silver. Al shel shayish ha-yonosnim esayvarim. The table that surface was marble, on that they would place the limbs to be put onto the Mizbeach. And the reason that they did not put it on something made out of gold or silver, if meat was put on it, it may heat up the meat, because metal conducts heat, and it may make the heat spoil. Even though we know the concept that Rav brings, that in the Beis HaMikdash, they never had meat spoil, it was a nes, still, even the Kohanim were not soymich on the nes, and the tables used were the tables that would not cause it to get hot. So they used marble to put the meat on. Al shel kesef klei sharis. And on the silver table that was on the west of the Mizbeach, on that they used to put the different kelim, the klisharis, that were used for the avodos, whether it was used for the blood or whatever they were used for. Ushnayim ba'ulam mibifnim al Pesach habayis. There were another 2 tables that were in the antechamber between the Azara and the Heichal. The Heichal is right before the Kodesh Kedoshim. So in this narrow antechamber, this ulam, there were 2 tables. Echad shel shayish v'echad shel zav. One was made out of marble and one was made out of gold. Al shel shayish noisnim lechem haponim b'chnisaso. The one that was made of marble, they would put the lechem haponim when they would enter. The Rav explains after it was baked, it was placed on this table. This was done erev Shabbos. V'al shel zav b'tziyaso. And when they would take the bread that was on the shulchan, that was in the heichal, where it was kept the whole week, when they took it out on Shabbos, and they would bring the new bread into the Heichal on Shabbos, so the old bread would come out, and the old bread would be put onto the other table that was made out of gold. Why was it put on a golden table? This is the way the Rav explains the Hemshech of the Mishnah. Shemal b'kodesh v'lo meridin, because you can only go up in Kedusha and levels, and you can't go down. And since in the Heichal it was made out of gold, and it already rested on a golden table, and then they were going to leave that table on Shabbos and bring it back outside the Heichal, and they were going to feed it to the Kohanim, but first they put it onto the table in the Ulam, in the antechamber on their way out. That table should not be on a lower level than the table that it was just on, therefore that was also made out of gold. That answers why the other table in the Ulam was made out of gold. And as the Mishnah ends, Ve'echad shel zav mibifnim, and there was one made out of gold in the Heichal inside, shalav lechem aponim tamid, that on this table was the showbread, was the lechem aponim that was there always. The reason, though, that it was put on a table of shayish on the inside is because, just like we said by the meat, the Tiferes Hol explains, because it should also cool down, because it was very hot, and you didn't want it to get moldy. So they made sure that it was put on a cool table. That's why it was in the shayish, in the ulam. Taisus Yantav says this far as well.